Bird Dog's khaki shorts are just like your mother. They'll wrap you up and keep you comfortable no matter where you are. Their zipper pockets will securely hold all your things. They'll fondle you with a love you thought only your mother was capable of. Oh, and don't worry. These shorts won't call you a disappointment. You might even start to love Bird Dogs just as much. If you want to experience motherly love again, hurry to birddogs.com/MLB and buy a pair. They're selling out quickly, but they'll throw in a free Bird Dogs tumbler if you get there on time. That's birddogs.com/MLB.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. Time flies when you're having fun, but when you're forced, I don't know. Either way, I'm going to have fun. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can lock in on Sirius XM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. What a night, what a night, what a night. What a day, what a day. If I gotta just walk through the line. What's today? I don't know what today. What is this? Wednesday, Thursday? Depending on where you live, It's early Wednesday morning. It's Tuesday night. Tuesday morning. It's like, hey, Saquon Barkley and the Giants come to an agreement on a one-year contract. It's like, here's your franchise tag, and here's some incentives, and here's a signing bonus. Show up to work. And Saquon's like, all right, bet. I'm going to work. Fine. Then we find out about Bronny James. Monday morning. Suffering a cardiac arrest. Thank God he's fine and he's good. That's most important. What happens, doesn't happen, career, no career. Let this man go through tests. It's more important that he has a life. He's 18 years old. Forget basketball for the minute. Then we go from Saquon to Bronny James. And, oh, by the way, Kadarius Toney needs knee surgery. What a shock, right? Welcome to the New York Giants world, where he was always hurt. It's pretty funny. Andy Reid was asked about it. It's like, hey, is Kadarius Toney, is he going to be available when the season starts? And Andy Reid is just like, he thinks he's going to be. Don't take my word for it. This is what Andy Reid had to say earlier Tuesday about Kadarius Toney and his surgery.
There's a chance. There's a chance for the first game, but we'll see. We'll just have to see how the recovery goes with him, but I mean, he's bound and determined he's going to be there for the first game. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, he's having, he had cartilage cleaned up in his knee. That's what you're doing, bro? I got loose bodies and cartilage floating around in my knee. I don't play football, so it must suck for you. Messi played football again tonight. We found out that he's good with it. If you had no idea Messi was good at soccer, football, and where you been? He comes to the MLS and he's like, oh, it's like playing with my kids. Messi has played, it took him 58 minutes to score 3 goals. He steps out onto the field at halftime, at the end of halftime, or after halftime last week. He's like, boom, here's a goal. Today against Atlanta United, Messi, it took him 9 minutes to go, hey, here's a goal. A matter of fact, courtesy of Apple TV, this is what Messi's first goal sounded like earlier this evening.
Side, Messi with Kazan off his line. Messi off the post, puts the
took him 9 minutes. And then it's Messi. He's like, I get to make how much money in MLS and I get to beat up on people? The 22nd minute, he said, sure, here's another goal. Listen.
Everything's about opening the game going forward. Great ball from...
I think he's onside. Messi with Kazan off his line. Messi!
This is like if we put LeBron James in college, like from the pros. Like, hey, LeBron, just go play against UCLA. And he just started beating everybody up. And then Messi assisted on another goal, and Inter Miami beat Atlanta United. The final score was 4-0. 4-0. Messi is like, oh, this MLS stuff is real easy. And then even before Messi played football, we talked about this earlier in the night. Justin Herbert got paid more money than anyone in NFL history. 5-year, $262.5 million extension. He's making $52.5 million per year. And then we found out about Jaylen Brown. Well, we found out about Jaylen's contract before Justin. Boston Celtics are going to pay him $304 million over the next 5 years. Good for him. He deserves the money. He earned the money, became a multiple-time All-Star, All-NBA team. Yeah, he had a crap game in the playoffs, but that's not indicative of the player that he is. He's an All-Star. He's a star player. Am I calling him a superstar? The answer is no. But for what he's accomplished, I'm not mad at him for getting that money. Not at all. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. More news today, and we'll get into this as before I roll out of here. Brock Purdy looks like he's going to be ready to roll for the start of the regular season. So we'll hear from John Lynch. And then we'll also, we got to talk about Jim Harbaugh. He might be in trouble for lying. I'll explain. Let's get to your calls. 855-212-4CBS. You can find me easy. I'm everywhere online at JR Sport Brief, where you can, just put whatever the hell you want online. Tony calling from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? I'm going to make this quick, man. Yo, I'm a Jaylen Brown fan. I'm happy he got his money. And he's not a number one, but he's him and Tatum – I don't think they're like Tatum's a little bit better, not drastically, but he reminds me of like when Scottie Pippen was with Jordan. Yeah, Jordan elevated Scottie Pippen, and I don't think Tatum elevates Jaylen. I think if he was with another superstar, you would see him do a lot better. But I know one thing. He need to work on a couple of things, man. He need to get a left hand. He got to work on his handle. And he got to make his free throws, man. And I'm going to hang up. Hey, J.R., so I got you a question. Maybe I ain't been listening because I've been working. But did you hear anything about this Dwight Howard thing, man?
Oh, my God. What are you getting ready to ask me about Dwight Howard?
I
have an idea what you're getting ready to ask me, but go ahead, just verbalize it.
Yeah, some suit from some guy about, sexual content, suing him for...
What, you want to find a video or something? What are you asking me?
No, I'm saying, have you heard about it? That's what I'm asking.
Let me say something, Tony. I have heard many of things regarding Dwight Howard for many a years, and for the most part, I have ignored them because I have zero interest in his personal dealings. He has been sued for a variety of reasons, many of them which are not basketball related.
Okay.
No, well, thank you. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah. That helps a lot. We ain't going to test that. But I just want to hear what you think about my comparison between Scottie Pippen and Jaylen Brown.
I mean, we can go down the long list of who is the next guy next to the superstar, and if that's the comparison, then you know we could kind of go in that route. And thank you, Tony, for calling from Massachusetts. We know what Scottie Pippen did when Michael Jordan wasn't around, and he certainly got his numbers and did his thing, continued to prove that he was an all-star, but we noticed he wasn't Michael Jordan. He wasn't. And so Brown is a star. He's not a superstar. If I got to think about the superstars in the NBA, and I wouldn't even say that Tatum is a superstar. I think he has superstar talent. I think he could take his game to another level. Giannis is a superstar. LeBron James, even given his age, is a superstar. Steph Curry is a star. Jokic, superstar. Man, those are the dudes at the top of the heap. 855-212-4CBS. Willie is calling from Maine. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Willie?
Hey, JR. How you doing?
Excellent.
Hey, luckily, it's not my checkbook, and I live in Maine, so I enjoy watching the Celtics, so I'm very happy they signed him. And I actually... I do think he's a number one player on at least half to three quarters of the teams in the NBA.
What, the bad ones?
No. He's a... Yes, I know he had a horrible playoff game.
No, I'm not talking about his playoff game. We got a lot of...
numbers.
But hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm not judging Jaylen Brown off of his horrible playoff game or his bad series against the Miami Heat. But when you say that Jaylen Brown would be the best player on, what did you say, a half of the teams in the NBA?
At least a half, yes.
So my point to that is there are a lot of good players on bad teams that don't do anything. That's the point.
But if you weren't signing the check and you were a fan of the team, would you want them? Would you would rather him release him or just? I'm not signing the check. I'm like, yes, I want to keep him.
Yeah, well, that's a totally unrelated point. I'm just saying to you, if I'm saying that Jaylen Brown, the point I made last hour, maybe even earlier in this break, is that I don't view Jaylen Brown as being the number one or best player on a championship team. A team that wins the Larry O'Brien Trophy, I don't think, based on what I've seen, unless he continues to improve, which I think he's capable of doing and which I think he will, but I don't see Jaylen Brown as being the number one dude on a championship team. And so when you tell me in response that he would be the best player on a half of the NBA teams, I go, oh, well, half the NBA teams stink, man. That's not saying a whole hell of a lot.
Well, you know what? If you can pair him up with Tatum, I would rather keep them together than separate them, as long as they can get along. So I'm happy. I'm quite happy they signed him. And I know those numbers are going to be so reflective in the future. It looks huge right now, but it won't in about 5 years.
Yeah, the numbers, no, they're going to look big regardless. I know what you're saying. Tatum's deal is going to be bigger than this by how much we don't know. Is it going to be 10, 20, 30, 40? The money is just astronomical, Willie. Hey, thank you for calling
from Maine. I always thought golf was a good sport to get into when you're younger.
Apparently
it's basketball. I always thought golf was a good sport to get into when you're younger, but apparently it's basketball.
Oh, yeah, man. Basketball is growing. Money is there. Soccer's growing. Everything growing except for the popularity of baseball. Sorry, people gonna get mad at me. Good. 855-212-4CBS. Tyler's here from Massachusetts. What's up, Tyler?
Oh, dude, you got me with that little baseball comment there, but that's not why I called. JR, I appreciate your work, man. There was a couple callers ago, the guy was upset about paying athletes for something they haven't done yet. And I appreciate where he's coming from, but I would rather pay somebody for the future than pay for what you did in the past, right? I guess I wanted to hear you riff on that a little bit, because to me that seems like the even sillier thing to do is to pay for something that's already happened.
Well,
so you gotta just move
I
with
think
the market, right?
His basis was more paying on performance as opposed to this is what you get guaranteed. I think baseball does the worst job at this because the sport is so volatile. If you're a pitcher in Major League Baseball, it's like your arm is hanging on by a thread. At what point in time are you going to go down with an injury? If you look at the...
Any day, right?
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats, your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Oh, my God. It's
could be any
look, look at Jacob DeGrom. Jacob DeGrom started off as a hitter, was playing shortstop. And I can't tell you how many times there were stories about DeGrom is supposed to last longer as a pitcher because he doesn't have the same wear and tear. What happened? He was throwing pinpoint accurate pitches at 102, and now his arm
is... Right, because the human arm isn't designed to do that.
It's like, not. And you look at some of the contracts that the pitchers have gotten. You know, God bless Gerrit Cole. He's built like an inside linebacker. You know, he's been able to hold on. But a lot of pitchers, it's like, when do you fall apart? Strasburg got a deal, you know, with the World Series. And where's he? Done. Career's cooked. So baseball is, I'd say, the trickiest when it comes to giving out these contracts and deals because it's so... Pardon the pun, it's hit or miss. I think I have a good idea what I'm going to get from a basketball player given their age, what they've done. I think I can project what they can do. I can't predict injury. I can't. No one can unless you're going to look at prior or past injury history. But here's the beautiful thing, and I think anyone who's a part of a union can understand. If you don't have a union sticking up for you, saying that this is what it must be, these are the parameters, the people at the top, the people writing the checks are going to screw you. Who wants to operate in a world like that? There's enough money to go around, at least guarantee some of it for the workforce, you know?
Well, baseball did for a long time, and I think that's how they've gotten where they are now. It's
correct.
Almost like this overcorrection.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, there was so many years where they were doing it that incentive-based. Like, well, you had a good year, and so we'll give you a raise.
You want to know something?
You had a bad year.
It's still crooked because the bad years or the bad deals, baseball players get screwed. Well, let me not say that. It's a screwed-up system on both ends. Because think about it this way. If you're a young player and you have an opportunity to come up, it's service time manipulation. You have teams that'll yo-yo you back and forth. And most of the time, these are bad teams. They will yo-yo you back and forth to hold on to you on the cheap for another 2 or 3 years. And so by the time you are, I don't know, at the end of the line, after you go through your arbitration years, now you're 30 and 31, and it's just screwed up, man.
Yeah, I agree. There's got to be a solution out there, but I'll tell you what, it's above my pay grade, man. Hey, I'm gonna let you do your thing, but I appreciate your work, dude.
Thank you, Tyler, for calling from Massachusetts. 855-212-4CBS. Joe is calling from Georgia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yes. How are you today?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'll live if I don't die.
I think that's how it works. What else is new?
Well, I think the young guy that died from a heart attack is a conspiracy theory. It's possibly a murder.
Wait. What are you talking about? Well, I don't know if I want you to put a name to any, but who and what are you referring to? Damar Hamlin?
No, I'm referring to any sudden death in a highly athletic institution where it makes no sense for someone to die, especially over a health issue that they shouldn't be experiencing. Wait.
Well, Joe, I got an important question here. Are you a cardiologist?
Somewhat. I've studied the
Wait. Hold on. I got to put you on hold for a second. Damn. Let me talk. Listen, people. Everybody, listen very, very, very careful to me. Listen closely, carefully, whatever you want to call it. Listen to me. Not that you need this advice. If you ever go to a doctor's office or go visit anyone for medical advice and you ask them, are you this, are you that, are you this, are you that doctor? If their answer is somewhat, do yourself a favor and run the hell away. The question, are you a cardiologist? And the answer is somewhat. I'm supposed to believe and have a conversation with you?
It's like going to the beach and asking a lifeguard, do you know how to save someone's life?
Somewhat. Are you a cardiologist? Somewhat. I don't even know if I want to continue. Oh, do I want to do this? Oh, man, do I want to do this? Hold on a second. I'm going to do it. Hey, Joe.
Okay, whenever
wait,
you
wait,
have
no, hold on. Wait. Joe, we cannot do this. You can't
we
be.
Can't
you
do can't, what?
No, wait, wait. You can't be somewhat of a doctor. You're either a doctor or you are not. Are you a cardiologist, yes or no?
No.
Okay. There's but nothing
my,
else to
my,
say. Not that, no.
He didn't want to give you a straight answer. He was trying to pull you around the rope.
Hey, I am not a cardiologist, but I certainly understand that this is called genetics. I think I learned that a long time ago. I didn't need to be a doctor to understand genetics, man. And I don't know what happened, but I'm not going to sit here and talk about how there was a conspiracy theory to kill LeBron James' son. We got a little bit more sense than that. Even I do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Trust me, people. I'm not somewhat of a radio host. I just am. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. Oh, you're damn right. I'm a man of the people. I'm just a guy. Just a guy. I'm just a dude on the radio. I ain't special. I'm just chilling. Minding my business. Hey, how about this? The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union. who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. And who is that guy? Devin Williams, he's the closer for the Milwaukee Brewers. This man went out there, struck out two in a 1-2-3 inning last night. He got his fifth win of the season. The Brewers beat Cincinnati, those Reds, 3-2. This man has not allowed a run since July 5th. That's seven saves in that span. That's two in the past week. Shout out to the Defensive Player of the Week, Devin Williams, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Sounds honorable, right? Like the Navy. Honorable human beings. This news passed by me earlier today, and I had to go, uh-oh. Not a good thing here. Not a good thing for Mr. Jim Harbaugh. CBS Sports HQ kind of put up some news today that painted Jim Harbaugh in not the most honorable of lights. He might be suspended four games for just not being honest. Take a listen from CBS Sports.
Head coach Jim Harbaugh could miss the first four games of the season. That's coming from multiple reports. Some breaking news out of college football where Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh could miss the first four games of the season. That's coming from multiple reports. Harbaugh facing potential penalties for making false statements to NCAA investigators who are looking into recruiting violations. Michigan's first four games this season are all at home. East Carolina, UNLV, Bowling Green, and Rutgers.
Allegedly lying about recruiting violations. Is anybody surprised about this with Jim Harbaugh? Like, why would anybody be shocked? I feel like this man tells a lie every year. Well, I'm not trying to go back to the pros. I'm not interested in the pros. No, I'm not interested in the pros, but I'm going to go take an interview with the Minnesota Vikings. No, I'm not interested in the pros, but I think I'll take another interview somewhere else. Like, come on, man. This is what he's been doing. So I'm supposed to think that he wouldn't lie, allegedly, to an investigator? Come on. Jim Harbaugh yelling every year. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. At least they won't have to pay him some of that that money that they promised him when he actually beat Ohio State. Barry's calling from Boston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Barry?
JR, how are you, brother?
I'm amazing.
So I was at the most amazing baseball game I've been to in my life. Regardless of the score, the Atlanta Braves were in town against the Red Sox at historic Fenway, and it was amazing. There were more Braves fans there than there were Red Sox fans. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, and well, the Braves are actually good right now.
They didn't talk like you. They had that Southern accent, and which I fell in love with. It's absolutely beautiful. I married my wife because she had that Southern accent. So I love the people from Atlanta.
Okay.
So anyway.
Okay, all right.
They had a triple play, which hasn't happened since the 18th century.
Yeah, I think, 863 triple play, I think it was?
I think it was 865, something like that. I don't know. Yeah. I'm all confused. But anyway.
835.
Yeah, so anyway, to get to my next point, I brought my two tenants. I brought my 9-year-old tenant and his mother to the game. They had never been to a game. The only game that they've ever been to is the game that I'm going to talk about, and that's Messi. Okay. And when they scored, when the Red Sox did that triple play, I said, "That's like Messi. That's like Messi in soccer." Just so they could relate, because they had never been to a baseball game ever. And to get to my next point and away from baseball is, I think Messi in the World Cup coming to America is going to do nothing but bring soccer to the next level in this country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We talked about that last week. It's a big deal to have Messi here in the United States of America, and then in 2026 to have the World Cup here in North America. Hopefully the men's squad can and you know what, it doesn't even matter. The United States of America is going to get into group play just because it's the host. And even if the men's squad stinks, which historically it's done, they can't even make up their minds as to who they want as the manager. They fire a guy, say go away, and bring him back months later. Just the excitement is going to get people going over the net. I already think America has grown in regards to soccer.
In 1994, and I don't mean to sound like an arrogant American, okay?
Right.
But in 1994, when they had the World Cup in America, and this is why America is the greatest country in the world, America, Canada, and Mexico, because I know they're having it all over North America, which is great. It is the greatest place to have the World Cup. Because when they had it in Brazil a few years ago, all my best friends are from Brazil, so I'm very familiar with Brazil. They had it very rural stadiums out in the middle of friggin' nowhere, out in the jungle. And some of those stadiums are overgrown now. They're a complete wasteland. And in America, when you come here, okay, in Los Angeles, we have Peru playing France. In Texas, we have, you know, Chile playing Ireland. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna check out a game. I'm gonna check out a game right here in Atlanta at the Benz, and then I'll go see another one at MetLife. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait. And the only reason why I talk, and I'll leave you with this, okay?
Please.
And I know this because I have a kid that's 14 and a daughter that's 11, and they both play soccer. The only reason why soccer is not number one in America is because we have so many other sports. We have so many other options.
Absolutely. We got our own football.
Yeah. When you go to Europe, when you go to Ireland, my parents from, it's football. When in America, you have American football, you have soccer, you have baseball, you have hockey, you have basketball. You know, so that's why the kids can't play 8 sports in America. They can only play 1 or 2.
Look,
or
you go 3. You go outside of America, people play football. The NFL is here for the United States. Nobody care in other parts of the world.
Sure,
you're going to have clubs. You can put together a game and go out in Germany, but the world does not give a damn about Justin Herbert, okay?
That's true.
The world does not give a damn about Justin Herbert or Mahomes. This is why Messi being here. Messi is like LeBron, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Michael Jordan in one human for the rest of the earth. And people don't get
so
it.
True.
Hey, Barry, thank you, man.
All right, brother. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Yeah, people don't care. You want to talk about global sports? It's football. And then it's football again. And then it's more football. And then it's football. And basketball has certainly done an excellent job growing internationally. Ain't nobody give a damn about no NFL in Brazil. Ain't nobody cares. Unless you a transplant. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls before we roll out. I told you the 49ers have some good news surrounding Brock Purdy. I'll share that with you before we roll out, plus get to more of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, we talked about everybody getting their money today, Herbert and Jaylen Brown, Saquon Barkley, Trevon Diggs. Somebody who just wants to continue to prove that he's a starter here in the NFL is Brock Purdy. He had an amazing season, basically came out of nowhere, replacing a bunch of other injured quarterbacks, and he just goes 7-0 as a starter. This man goes to the NFC Championship game, and then his arm just, it gets hit. I think Hassan Reddick hit him, and he tore the UCL in his arm. And I feel like the 49ers had to throw out 8 different quarterbacks.
I'm here to tell you about a new show that's going to make you uncomfortable. It's going to make you laugh. You will feel pangs of recognition. It's all about class, and it's hosted by me, former working class kid Jonathan Menjivar. The show is called Classy, and it's full of people talking about all the awkward, embarrassing, and strangely intimate things that class tension makes us do. It's available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They started pulling people out of the stands just to have a decent football game, and it wasn't a decent football game because they got destroyed. Eagles beat the Niners 31-7. Non-competitive, a sad, sad thing to watch, knowing that Brock Purdy was the wonder kid and Mr. Irrelevant had a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and his arm basically fell off. And we had no idea when he was going to return. To keep in mind, the 49ers still had and have Trey Lance. They even added Sam Darnold to the mix. And so Sam Darnold and Trey Lance and Brock Purdy, you didn't know who the hell you was going to see this upcoming season. Well, we got an update. And that update came from no one other than the man who runs the show, John Lynch. He gave an update on Brock Purdy, and this is what he had to say.
Brock's cleared and ready to go. He's been cleared. He's going to be without restrictions. Now, having said that, we're sticking and we're adhering to a plan that's been put in place for some time. And he got after it the last couple of days. We upped his pitch count, so it was kind of the peak of the buildup. And so he'll take off day one. And but, you know, we believe in that plan. So he's cleared without restriction. There will be some time off, you know, due to pitch count and all that, sticking to the plan. But the great news is Brock has worked his tail off, and he's ready to go.
Listen, I know they want to work him back into the swing of things. I believe that pitch count will include 2 days on and then a day off of throwing. They don't want to overwork him. Whatever you do, keep Sam Darnold off of the field. If you want to sprinkle Trey Lance in every now and then, and go ahead and do so. But Brock Purdy, and they've said this, well, Shanahan and Lynch, Brock Purdy deserves a chance to start. Brock Purdy deserves a chance to go out there and prove to everybody he was no fluke, and that everything that he did, yeah, he ain't going to go undefeated. He's not going to be Mr. Perfect. Brock Purdy deserves his chance, and he deserves his opportunity, and I'm glad that we're seeing it. I'm glad that he's getting his chance in training camp. I don't need to see Sam Darnold. I don't need to see Trey Lance and Sam battle it out. And I'm counting down the days where I'm just like, you know what? When are the 49ers going to move up off of Trey Lance? I'm not a capologist out here, but when you think about taking this dude third overall in 2021, having a draft to get him, when you going to move him? When are you going to get some assets back in return? Because the reality is you're already on a sweet deal on Brock Purdy. This is a dude that was selected last in the draft. You ain't paying him nothing. And then you got Trey Lance. He was taken third, and he's walking around in big old chains. And what has he done? Nothing. Guaranteed $34 million just because of his salary slot. Come on. And then when you look at the 49ers in the NFC West, Seattle started hot. They didn't end hot. And I know they gave Geno Smith a contract, but am I supposed to feel optimistic that they're going to keep Geno around forever? I don't think so. Los Angeles Rams, I mean, are they going to be 5 wins bad again? Probably not, but I can't see them out there, you know, pulling in 10, 11 victories. I'd be surprised. Still rebuilding. Yeah, screwed in picks. That's how that worked out, right? Do I need to say anything about Arizona? Do yourself a favor. Don't watch the Arizona Cardinals this season unless you want your eyes to bleed. Don't do it. So congratulations to Brock Purdy. I'm interested to see what he can do to start a season. I'm hoping that this isn't one of those veiled things where he plays and he starts the season, but then he's not 100% and people pile on him. I want to see Brock Purdy be one of the best QBs in the entire league. I'd pay for that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Paul is here from Rhode Island. Listen, Paul, do me a favor. Utilize people's names. Let's treat this like school. The who, the what, the when, the where, and go ahead. Let's try to fill that in. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, Jay. I'm your crew. Congratulations, Jaylen Brown. I hope you polish the NBA for the next 5 years, you and your brother Jay. Now, how does Spanos give this guy 252?
This guy has a name. What is his name?
Okay, Herbert.
You. Thank you. Herbert. No pronouns. No pronouns. Use names.
Okay, Justin Herbert. $252 million for a 500 team, for a guy that has personal stats, for a guy like him that the Spanos knew or know that they play for a fourth base fan base, okay? And they gave him that money because they were afraid he was going to go next door to either the Rams.
That's ridiculous, man. That's just ridiculous.
The trolls are out to play tonight. Troll-a-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
No, that's not him being a troll. He believes what he just said.
Do you think he really does, or do you think he heard the other callers and wanted to try and one up them?
Have you ever spoken to that man before?
Oh, I've spoken to that man so many times. We might as well be best friends. He might as well be coming over to my house for dinner tomorrow.
No, he's not a troll. The idea of paying Justin Herbert so he doesn't go to the Rams or anywhere else is just ridiculous. Like, this is standard in the NFL. If you want to win, you get a quarterback. Preferably, you draft him. You try to win while you're paying him on a rookie deal. You try. And if you don't, you still got to pay him anyway. Otherwise, if you don't have a quarterback, you don't got nothing. It's as simple as that. What did you want them to do? Offer him $40 million? You're going to give Justin Herbert, hey, Justin, we're going to offer you 40 like Daniel Jones got from the New York Giants. Like, what? In what world does that work? Whatever that guy, whatever he smokes at night, man, it's just, it does more than hit the spot. It's burning cells, man. You got to be careful what you buy, man. It doesn't always work for you.
It's not that good blue dream.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. You know what? This is not this. We talk so much about the pros. There was another dude who got a deal. It's Arch Manning. Arch Manning down in Texas. He has a new deal. We talked about Herbert and Brown. Here, let's listen to Arch Manning and his announcement.
Hey everyone, I'm Arch Manning, and I'm excited to announce that I'm signing my own exclusive trading card partnership with Panini. The first card, a one-of-one throwback Panini Prism Black card, will be auctioned off with 100% of the proceeds benefiting a Central Texas nonprofit. Bidding is now live and will close this Saturday, July 29th at 8 p.m. Central. Just go to paniniamerica.net to place your bid for such an important cause. Thank you so much, and hook 'em.
Arch Manning is out here selling trading cards. Good for him. I mean, what else? People are selling sandwiches and cars, and why not? Now, let's see how long it takes before Arch Manning is starting. I mean, for all of the hype and everything that he got, is it going to take an injury? Is it going to take a sack? I think we're going to see Arch Manning sooner than later down in Texas. So everybody's waiting to see. I certainly will be watching. Listen, folks, show's done just about. I'm sorry, my apologies. I got to go in a few minutes, a few seconds. I got to go. We've talked about Justin Herbert. We've talked about Jaylen Brown. We talked about Messi making MLS his playground. He makes it look so easy. We talked about Brock Purdy, Arch Manning, Herbert, Bronny James, Deion Sanders, Kadarius Toney, Saquon Barkley, Trayvon Diggs, and Jerry Jones. We got you covered. And tomorrow night, Wednesday night, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. If you miss me in the interim, it's real simple. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you so much to Jack Stern. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.